attitude of what one strives to attain, the fruition of these two practices. In terms of the explanation concerned with Vipassana superior insight, there are or there is 10 points that explain 10 types of correct understanding in then 10 different contexts. Today's teaching then will explain the 9th and 10th of these 10 points.
Sawa kyu nam tang ne kanza ke koyni nyomo nam da mi meise teve pra tang ha mi te te de malo pa wo ki sa
so the root text which relates to the 9th and 10th points is then as follows. It says that both phenomena and individuals do not involve obscuring states or pure or enlightening states, since both lack an essence, a self-entity. Thus, fear of obscuring states and pride in enlightening states are avoided or eliminated. This then is based on a correct or unmistaken understanding of aversion and arrogance in relation to these two states.
Chunam tan kanza kyes ta hizi chu tam che dona chu tan kanza ni ndugre chunam tan ne kanza garan yin la Chu nam ge rang yin tang kanza ge rang yin la Mu am rang yin la Kuen ni nyong mong bar chupa tang Kuen ni nyong mong bar chupa yang yo ma re Te nam bar ta pa chupa yang yo ma re Jum sen kar re Chu nam tang kanza ge ngô me be se Chu nam tang kanza la ngô me be se na Tene kuen ni nyong mong bar tang
So, the two categories of phenomena in general and individuals then include all phenomena that one may encounter or perceive in terms of their essence or nature, or their essence or nature does not involve obscuring states relating to conflicting emotions, misconceptions about reality, and so on, nor does their essence or nature involve completely pure states, enlightened states, for the reason that both phenomena and individuals lack essence or reality, they lack inherent existence. So there is no definable entity within phenomena or individuals in relation to obscuring states or in relation to enlightening states.
Tajur, Chunam Tang and Kanza Geran Yinla Chitin, Kuni Nyumum Barchurpata, Nambar Takurchurwa Miti, Chudan Kanza Gango, maybe there.
So considering the nature or that essence or nature does not involve obscuring states or completely pure states, since both phenomena and individuals are empty of self-nature or self-entity, an essence.
Tandi kapso tindun karten parese na chudan kanza ke Chutang kanza ke ngô me beten se ki Chutang kanza ke rang yin la Kuen ni mong ji drapa tang takpar chupa me beten pare.
So here it's then said that since both phenomena and individuals are essenceless, insubstantial and unreal. That lack of essence points to that both phenomena and individuals, in terms of their nature, do not involve obscuring states or completely pure states. Phenomena and individuals cannot be defined as either.
Ngô nhi mẹ bà la. Ngô nhi mẹ bà la sẽ chú tư chú chín lê. Ngô nhi mẹ bà la. Chú chín ngô nhi mẹ bà la. Nhu mong bê chín hoa tăng. Thế lê trò hoa yang mì tê. Bê nà nàm khá yì. Nàm khá lê chín hoa tà trò hoa mẹ bà yín tô. Thế nê ngô nhi mẹ bà la chín rô lên tê bà tên bà rê tê.
Now, since both phenomena and individuals are essenceless or insubstantial or unreal, it then follows that there is no freedom from the bondage of obscuring states, nor is there bondage in relation to obscuring states, since in actual fact there is no essence, since both phenomena and individuals are like space in that they are empty of an essence, they are essenceless, insubstantial and unreal.
This is a Sakin, Zokin, Ometab, Kapso, Jingdol, and the Epikepa Mambuyore.
Now, in the Ati tradition as well as in the Mahamudra tradition, there is a mention, and the Madhyamaka tradition, there is mention of that, or in these traditions, a state beyond bondage and freedom from bondage, both is pointed to. So that teaching or pointing out instruction then relates to what was just explained.
Tuanda namkha la ngô mebe sena, namkha la ngô mebe jingwa tang drowa mebe yindu, tene chu tang kansa la ngô mebe sena jingdo linde patembari.
If one considers space, since space has no essence, a state involving bondage or a state involving freedom from bondage, both are not applicable to space since it has no essence. Similarly, both phenomena and individuals are essenceless, therefore one cannot actually speak of bondage in terms of obscuring states or freedom from bondage in relation to these states, since both phenomena and individuals are essenceless.
Then Gombo Ludrup, the Omatsawa Hirable, Arabzi, Kingdor Takparabzi, Yore, teaching one tongue, trouble and thereby the repeat of it. Kingdor and thereby repeat of it, Rabzi, Yore.
Nagarjuna, in his fundamental treatise called Wisdom, has devoted one chapter to examining these two states, namely bondage and freedom from bondage.
Semje nelo kingdo lende bare karre sana.
So the true nature of mind is then beyond these two stages, namely being bound or fettered by obscuring states or being free from the bondage of obscuring states, since both phenomena and individuals are essenceless.
Tetar nelok jutondo chukanyan nelok jutondo
So, in terms of the way things truly are, ultimate truth, then phenomena, there is not a single phenomenon that would change in terms of essence or nature, in that it would be altered or affected by either obscuring states or enlightening states. In this way, one need not fear obscuring states such as attachment, anger, and ignorance. One need not fear that these obscuring states will increase, since ultimately, in terms of the way things truly are, phenomena are not affected by obscuring states. Also, there is no reason to take pride in enlightening states, in enlightening or enlightened qualities that one may have developed, such as devotion, diligence, knowledge, and so on. And in this way, one then relinquishes, as with this understanding as a basis, one then relinquishes fear of obscuring states and pride in enlightening states, understanding that there is no real point of reference in relation to which one develops either fear or pride. So in this way, these negative states are eliminated.
Trakpa tang ngajya sebar mide, trakpar sawa tang ngajar sebe yem amin kuse.
So if one meaningless in that there is understanding of that there is no real or actual basis for either of these two.
Tang kunyong ju so pen nan doi cha ye dang Tomok sola, trakpar savata, magava sava kaya yomare. Jumsen karasana, tini docha hedang, tomok sola, ngo mebare. Ngo mebesana, tini traya kaya.
So, one then understands from this that there is no need for fear of obscuring states such as attachment, aversion, ignorance, and so on. One need not fear these obscuring states since they are essenceless, insubstantial, and unreal.
Tene mlam je mlam mo hina mlam mo hina mlam je dra mlam je dra dra wala ngo me bese na ta ko ya ka kya ke ka ke ya ka ke ya ma.
One is aware of that one is dreaming, at that point one will not develop fear of this enemy, knowing that it's only an appearance in a dream that has no essence, no reality.
Malango mahi pakavsa drala tra digere, dang digere, tra digere te, ranga namdo trabare, namdo koranovare.
Whereas if there is no recognition of the dream for what it is, then fear, hatred and so on will be felt towards the enemy one dreams of, since one has no awareness of that the enemy one dreams of lack inherent existence, has no
essence, no reality. Take in the Malamja, ta, ze, dom, te, to girl, so la. Tasi, dom, te, dom, the dowager. Tasi, dom, the dowager, poly, sang soli. Dom, as a near, dom, ये वासे बोल यार इसलाम बहुत ही चेची तो सो हाँ कोको मतलब ये ताजे तोम ठी डोर डोर रे रे तुक डोर तुक डोर तुक डोर संगे लासो पा मतलब ताना मतलब नो ही ना जिया ट्राया के जम्सी यो मारे कोलंग ओ यो मारे तीसरे ने जम्सी कहीं यो मारे नो माही ना Jikta Cheva Chega Yore, Jikta Cheva Jumsin Te, Rang Namdo, Norva Jumsin, Jikta Cheva Mato, Yor Koranga Ngon, Jikta Cheva Guba Jumsin, Kaya Yoma. Yeah.
Now one may dream of animals such as tigers, leopards, bears. Then there is a certain type of bear that is found in Tibet. I don't know the English name for it. Anyway, poisonous snakes, lions, and so on. If one is aware of that one is only dreaming, one will have no fear when dreaming of these animals, knowing that they are essenceless, knowing that they are not real, only an animal in a dream. Whereas if the opposite takes place, namely that one is not aware of that one is dreaming, at that point one will feel fear towards the appearance in the dream of any of these animals. Now that fear then comes about due to misconceiving the dream, not being aware of the nature of the dream. So it's a mistaken state of mind that is the basis or source of that fear.
Te yendo, te tan rawa, te tan songpak, tene ni tanda ni mu, dunga tan ni mong na la, mo yo mare. No, maybe Sena, Ye Goyata, Tra Goyata, Jipata Trapazo Goyata, Magavazo Goyata, Dangoya Kaya, your mare. They mean a young Namto Torte, Namto Torte, Dene, Donata Nimon, Denver Hint, and Jiki, Donata Nimon, and Jipata, Trapata, Magavaji.
Similarly, if the waking state, when experiencing suffering, conflicting emotions, misconceptions about reality and so on, one need not fear these obscuring states. One need not feel aversion towards these states, since, as was said, they lack reality. They are like the appearances in a dream. It is when conceptual mind takes these experiences to be real and solid, to have reality, that fear or aversion is developed.
Malam jen korwa ngu ma dhoba yin to malam jen korwa. Malam jen kapta malam jen korwa are. Kor tu kato ko. Mlanjin Korwa Ngowu Madhava Yindo, Korwa Ngowu Madhava Pala, Trakpar Savata Magava Sokaya Kaya Yomarati, Yiniyang Namdo Ntrote Denbari Hinde Tini Chagiri. Mlanjin Korwa Ngowu Madhava Pala,
Now, samsari appearances in a dream. As these samsaric dream appearances have no reality, similarly, one need not fear samsaric appearances experienced in the waking state, since they, just as the samsaric appearances in a dream, lack reality, lack inherent existence. In this way, or therefore, fear of samsaric appearances or experiences need not develop. It is due to conceptual mind taking these samsaric appearances to exist as real entities that fear develops. So it is due to a mistaken or ignorant state of mind that fear of samsaric appearances or dislike of samsaric appearances come about.
Taking the Naja Seya Mevare Naja Seba Meba Jumsin Karasana Namzang Prava Mepe Naja Zoya Yomar Karasana Namzang Sijete Same Jane Lok Lowen Trupe Tama Seba Sanjere Lowen Trupe Tama Seneya Same Jane Lok La Chirin Roya Yomare Yarin Roya Yomare Chirin Roya Da Yarin Roya Can Prava Yomare Te Mabe Sena
Then one need not develop pride in an enlightened state, in that an enlightened state relates to the true nature of mind, where all accidental stains have been relinquished, and the true nature of mind has been, as a result, actualized or realized. Now, the true nature of mind never increases. It always remains the same, as we saw yesterday. Therefore, there is no reason for one to develop pride in relation to such a state.
Semje ne lo wesa dirhi nyingbu te jujol lende pare jujol lende se jete juya me pa da juya me pare juya me pa da juya me pa yin ba sena tene sang je ba kap so yang semje ne lo kang yin ba te lan je kap so yang ta ga re de bu kap so yang te re te ya juya yo ma re yang juya yang yo ma re jujol lende ba sena.
So there is no need for developing pride in that the true nature of mind, the luminous mind or the Buddha nature, can never be affected or altered. As was said yesterday, it's unchanging, it always remains the same. It is the same during the stage of an ordinary sentient being as during the stages of path and fruition. The true nature of mind can never be altered or changed. It always remains the same.
Tenyang joy lama lage, semje rang yin, wo sar kang yin pa tena namka yin dan jir mide sumbar. Joy lama le, maya na utara, tena khitra. Semje rang yin wo sar le, semje rang ye wo sa gan yin ba ten na nam kha yin de jer me de song re semje rang ye am semje ne lo rang ye wo sa te nam kha yin de jer wa me ba ten song re.
Now in the Uttaratantra Shastra it has been said that the nature of mind, the luminous mind, is unchanging like space. It never changes, it always remains the same.
Tene te tardo semje ne lo rangye wo esa la njurwa chudu zokyu tanya me bata njurwa me bata mbarwa me bese na tene yuntin lakwa sadu toya me bese na nga jazo ya me bata.
So there is no reason for pride in an enlightened state, that is a state relating to the true nature of mind. Luminous mind, since, as was said, the true nature of mind always remains the same. It can never be altered or affected by anything. It never changes. So, in terms of this enlightened state, there is no increase of qualities, thus, of good qualities, thus, there is no reason for developing pride in relation to this state.
Theta of Goni Trakpa Mepa Tang Naja Mepa Yino, Tene Trakpa Mepa Tang, Matrapa Tang Naja Mepa Lassinja Malopare.
So, understanding these two stages, namely not developing fear of obscuring states and not taking pride in enlightened states, understanding these two in an unmistaken way is then the ninth and tenth points in relation to an unmistaken practice of vipassana, superior insight.
Tenen kowa la denbar hinte, kowa la denbar hinte, tanda korva deva la denbar hinte, kowa la mata na, te trakpa mepa la.
Now,
Korva Deva la Dembari Hinte, Dongala Mata, na Mata Parete, in a Mata Pate Singelopare. Oh, really? Korva Deva la Dembari Himpe Wanga Donga la Trama, Hina, Matrapa Deva la Hina, Red Hamagon, Taki, my hero. Young
Mena
Deva,
Devenam
Yumte, Dumas, Yuki, Bahamago. No, 29 degree. That teller and Bende here and Ramada Jajam. Red. So what Deva Tala. Dembar hinte, dembar hinte wanke, tene tanda donga dembar madropa, maroho, deva te dembar madropa mahite, donga la mata na, tene te mata parete ina ya, sinje loga mata. Dek sume. Yang Jurva Donga Mahi is an antiquity. Jurva Donga Mahi te Mata na Mata bare te Mata bate Sinche Loka Mata bare.
So there may be a situation where one does not have any fear of samsaric suffering in that one is unaware of suffering. Now, one may be in happy circumstances. These circumstances one takes to be real. One is not aware of that these happy circumstances will at one point or another change into suffering or pain. Therefore, one does not fear samsaric suffering. Now, that absence of fear of samsaric suffering is based on a mistaken state of mind. It is not the type of absence of fear of obscuring states mentioned in the text. It is based on a mistaken state of mind and therefore not correct.
Mata basinje loka mata pate tele do te ta kang trakpar sabe donga trakpar sabe yor donga ngowu mepa ta trakpa putta ngowu mato pe jimsin chi mata na tene mata pate sinje malo pare manur be mata pare
lack of fear of obscuring states should be based on an unmistaken understanding, as was said, where there is understanding of that what one fears, namely suffering, and the person, oneself, fearing that suffering, both are essenceless, insubstantial, and unreal. If there is such understanding, then there is a correct understanding in relation to relinquishing fear of obscuring states.
Malo pata lokwa nyerwa sinje lote tene ngara nanjer pa mai bala nga nanjer pa yin kan la nga nanjer pa yin nga yin ti chen pa yin sam ne nga ja zo na te sinje lok nga ja re nanjer pa mai pa yin to ngara nanjer pa yin san ne yin le che pa ta pa pa yin san na tene te sinje lok nga ja re kan semje ne lok Same day, Nello was some perva may be don't do it in the Naja. Naja may was this. Ah, mare. Te ngaja re so. Ngaja me ba re wa, ngaja me ba. Dehi nyingbo ye par ma hi te. Sem je ne lo dehi nyingbo ye par ma hi te. Te ne ngarang ka kayen jongo mare sa ngaja min. Sem je ne lo dehi nyingbo ye par ma hi ne. Kaya dope to go mare, Kaya zo to go mare son, Naja mina, te Naja me passing. Same to Nello was a la Pede me, but he na Naja mina, Naja me, but the Sinja malovare. Hakosa.
Yeah.
Red. Yes, any human did you?
Now, if one has no pride because one is a person who has no self-confidence in thinking that I will never be able to attain realization of the true nature of mind, the Buddha nature, having no self-confidence in being able to do so, since there is no understanding of that the Buddha nature is present within oneself and all other sentient beings. Lack of pride mentioned in the text does not relate to lack of pride in that context, because that lack of pride is based on a mistaken understanding. Lack of pride should be based on an unmistaken understanding, where one has understood that the true nature of mind is beyond both increase and decrease. It never changes, it always remains the same.
Tene ngaja me pala sinje malo patang dawa me pala sinje malo patang ngaja me pala sinje malo pa te yo na tene landong tipa chen bi lo la landong dami to bi khirap che to bare.
So if there is lack of fear and lack of pride based on an unmistaken understanding, then one will be able to practice vipassana or superior insight in the context of the Mahayana collective.
Tena lantong gomba kapso dhamma mepa la sinje malo patang ngaja mepa la sinje malo patava te tembar se lekpar tembar se yang takpar tembar se yang ni yang de tembar se te se gomgo.
So, whenever one practices vipassana, superior insight, one should start out contemplating these two viewpoints in relation to lack of fear of obscuring states and lack of pride in enlightened states. And in this way, one's practice of vipassana will be based on an unmistaken understanding and
therefore correct. Then sinja malo
ba chyo go ni lan dong dog gwe se na. So when one practices vipassana, superior insight, as was said, one's practice must be based on an unmistaken understanding in relation to these 10 points that have been taught. From this one can see that there is no point in being pushy when practicing, making a lot of efforts for no reason. One should be skillful and base one's practice on an unmistaken
understanding, as has been explained.
So one's practice should proceed slowly, being based on an unmistaken understanding in relation to these 10 points.
Then my impatting and your polandong.
So as was said, one practices slowly in the way described. There is no point in forcing oneself, thinking that I must quickly attain wisdom which realizes the lack of inherent existence in both individuals and phenomena. If one forces oneself, it may only result in an agitated and disturbed state of mind. So as was said, one should be skillful in one's practice and proceed slowly.
So, kheba yoga mare ni mago ke ten ne pa cha sem do gre te da ke pa re.
Now if one wants to be a secretary and one wants to achieve this goal quickly, one may be very extreme and force oneself to do the necessary studies without sleeping, for example, for a whole week. Now, that may only result in that one gets sick and upset, and one will not achieve anything.
Tendra, tetao main batene, lobion de kale, kale tam keba zona, tene sikete risoto gelama keba zona.
If one, on the other hand, is skillful in the necessary studies and proceeds slowly, one may become a very good secretary.
Tena tepa chenpe lo la yoyin rangwa tamba se jitaya, tene kar chenpo re. Yoyin rangwa tamba, yoyin rangpo la sancho dogo pare.
So in the Mahayana, or in the context of the Mahayana, there is what is referred to as unparalleled practice, that is unparalleled in that one applies oneself to practice
throughout very, very long periods of time. Then, Lam yams lamba cups of yams in the tone of the body. Thank you, Sabah. Ranga lam yams lamba da, sinking the tone, drop at a yam do, then it rang Sanjo document, Ranga Sanjo document. Marmara, same change the tones, a patan, chapjig do. June Rangbo, the same change the tones, a patan yambo, then it June Rangbo, Ranga Sanjo document.
So, as was said, in the Mahayana, one practices throughout very long periods of time in order to attain Buddhahood, being motivated by loving kindness and compassion for sentient beings. So, simultaneously with one's practice that will result in one's attaining Buddhahood, one
accomplishes the welfare of beings.
So great bodhisattvas then that practice throughout very long periods of time then make aspiration prayers that they will be able to serve sentient beings and in this way
accomplish their welfare.
So as a result of such aspiration prayers, these bodhisattvas, when practicing the cause, are able to accomplish the welfare of others, and when attaining fruition or having attained fruition, that is Buddhahood, they continue to work for the benefit of others until samsara has been emptied.
Sinja tekpa chenpu lo la sinja malo pa chyo yu goni lantong dhoba cho le sinja malo pa gopa tang chopa dhor dhoba tang yu dhoba wo.
So this then completes this teaching which explained the ninth and tenth points in relation to one's practice of vipassana being based on an unmistaken understanding.
Tene charan so samnon tangyo, trava dona ten gonda chasu jeba darwa, jeba la trava chukuraya.